Rat folks and poison arrows, poop river, and fighting. That seems to be the theme of the last few episodes. Hey guys, it's Trent here again. Jump in a week after the big 1 year anniversary giveaway just to say thank you one more time. And to say thank you to Easy Roller as well. We had a very successful, very amazing giveaway. And we couldn't hope for any better. So again, just want to jump in here really quick and just kind of say thank you for the last time and for you guys to watch for the ad section for another cool little tidbit of new information for you guys. Enjoy the episode.
Guys are out of combat.
Owie.
Yeah. My friends, perhaps it would be pertinent to take a small breather here.
Sure, but first, that rat guy that I knocked out.
Oh,
did he have a bow? Or did he have a crossbow? Which one do you have?
Crossbow.
That's a little rougher. Can I unstring it and use it to tie up his hand?
Yeah.
I would like to.
What are we going to question the rat folk for? Like,
I don't even know if they speak common.
give me a sleight of hand.
If you tie his hands and feet, if he doesn't cooperate, we could just go throw him in the river. Problem solved.
Technically, if you look at this from their point of view, we just invaded their home and killed them all. So.
Natural one. That's like the third one I rolled today.
I also have a net as well. If we need to just like, you know, wrap him in a net.
You managed to tie his wrists and ankles. But, you know, you don't have shoes to tie, so you're not quite sure how well you did on the knot. But you seem confident about it.
It's probably fun.
You seem confident about it.
How hard is it to tie a knot?
It's natural one.
Just wait for him to wake up.
So, you guys want to take a short rest?
Yeah, I think that'd probably be good.
On that note, how do I reset my hit dice again?
So you guys can spend hit dice to get back your HP.
I'm spending all of mine.
Good choice.
I'm really hurt.
Good. Excellent.
I think I have to roll them one at a time, though.
Oh, really?
You do. That's,
okay, so there's 8. 1. Thank you. 5.
So we are taking
a short rest.
Short rest.
All right. Okay.
Instead of using my my hit dice, I'm going to use second wind, which is 1d10 plus my fighter level.
Okay.
That, and then it'll if we take once we take a short rest, I'll have it again. So.
Cool.
I think I'm just going to burn my hit dice as well.
We get our key points back.
That's true, we do.
Ah, shit.
Ooh, I still have one left.
I'm just going to leave it because I only lost 3 HP, so.
Yeah, I just don't want to burn any more.
Because you were back around the corner outside of the room before the fireball went off.
Yeah.
I just don't want to kill any spells.
I was seriously considering just going home at that point. And then I realized they don't really have a home anymore.
I've been waiting to drop, you know, the fireball on you bastards. I mean, I love you. while you guys are resting real quick, can Bo and Helen please make me constitution saving throws?
Yes, sir. Why?
Poop wounds.
It'd be a 10.
14.
Cool.
Wait, am I seriously dying of shit?
Do I have dysentery?
I'm not saying anything yet.
We'll find out later. I'm saying it. You got dysentery, bro.
Helen! Bro. I think you need to clean us. We smell bad.
I don't feel so good.
Oh, now you care about how you smell. Fine.
So there's like a central hallway here, right?
Yeah, to the east of us?
To the eastern wall.
Yes.
probably head down there.
Well,
right,
what happens with this rat folk in the hour that we're just resting?
He wakes up. And he's kind of just like staring at you. He kind of moves his hands apart, and the rope kind of just falls off his wrist.
Son of a bitch.
He's making no moves to do anything.
I am.
He knows that he's surrounded.
I'm making moves. I'm very aggressive. I'm not friends with him, and I want him to know it.
I'm not friends with him.
Did anybody check if he speaks common?
Hey, I asked him right before I knocked him out.
I speak your language.
All right.
I'll walk up and just say, we're not here for you. We're hunting whatever is taking people from above. Do you know what that is?
Unless, of course, that's you, and then we are here for you.
Oh, you're not supposed to underline that.
That is us, yes.
Does he say that?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, that's us.
Oh, then we have a problem.
Why are you taking people?
That's just what we were told to do.
By who?
By our king.
If your king tell you to jump off a cliff, would you do that as well?
Yes.
Is his name Splinter?
Oh. Do you ask
sure.
that?
He is known only as Piper.
God damn it.
Nope. I'm gonna walk out of this. I know that legend. That's a really creepy story if you look into it. Nope.
I'm out. All right.
Piper.
Can you just
as in the Pied Piper?
The Pied Piper.
Yep. Oh shit. Is that...
yeah.
I'm gonna inside check him for shits and giggles. 13.
Holy
oh,
shit.
Oh yeah, no, everything he's saying, you're like, oh fuck yeah, this is a real deal.
Alright.
Can you describe your master in detail and maybe a list of his top three weaknesses?
No.
Oh, I just figured
is he human?
Yes. Once as we all were.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Excuse me? You were all human once. Human specifically, or like, not rat?
I once walked above.
Were you taken by other rat folk, and now you live here?
Yes.
Did you follow the music?
It is a beautiful tune.
The people that you take, do you turn them into more rat folk?
Yes.
How many rat folk are there or how many of you are there?
I do not know.
Like lots or little though? I mean, I can't rightly count, so it don't matter, just like a lot or a few.
I can't count either.
High five. I'm sort of bonding with this guy.
Take us to the Piper. Or die.
No. I would die for my master.
How about torture? How much pain can you endure?
I went from a human to this. I can endure much worse.
How long have you been here?
Time has no passage here.
What does your king want?
He wants us. He wants the surface.
Ah, shit, we can't give him that.
Is there something that he wants, like, you know, like, in second place? Maybe something not that we could bargain for?
What if we gave him, like, the Cabal, or where are the shitty people we don't like live? What if we just give him that place?
The Cabal.
The Narrows?
What if we just give him the Narrows?
Yeah. Can we give him the Narrow? Can we make that deal? You think Arcros would be all right with that?
Oh.
Probably not. So here's the deal. If you take us to the Piper willingly of your own volition, we won't kill him. If you don't, and I have to waste my time in this shit-smelling sewer, I'm going to kill him out of spite on sight without talking to him. So, you choose.
He's... It's going to smile. And it's weird on, like, the muzzle that it is. It's like things are, like... You can't quite see the full thing smiling. Yeah, it's weird. It's very weird looking.
Bonk him on the head with my staff. Stop that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Am I dying of some sort of weird shit disease?
I don't know. I
fell in the river, and now I feel like not quite myself.
Are your arrows poisoned?
Aren't yours?
I don't have arrows. They probably would be if I did, to be fair.
Were one of you shot?
Why?
Reasons.
Just asking for a friend, that's all. You're gonna turn to a rat ass.
He's gonna turn and look at you.
Brother.
Oh, God damn it.
You know what? We could use this to our benefit. I'm gonna kill the rat.
Wait, did he just call you brother? Does that mean you're gonna turn into a rat?
if you move to...
I'm guessing, but we can just use my transformation and, like, I'm guessing there's some kind of, like, magical pull to this Piper dude to find the Piper.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
So if Helen starts to move...
The worst idea I've ever heard.
Then I won't.
I can think of at least 5 other ideas Trent has had that is worse than this one.
If Trent turns into a rat, we can take this guy's clothes and we can use Trent as a decoy.
I have a suspicion that since this guy's willing to die for the king, Trent would suddenly want to die for the king.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. I do. I do know.
I'm gonna look at the rat folk and just say, if you could be human again, would you want to be?
Why would I give up the gift of my master?
I'm gonna reach in my bag and I'm gonna grab one of the 2 blue crystals I have and, like, put it on him.
Ooh.
Does it affect him at all?
It does not.
Interesting. That's a good thought, though.
The other rats, the large ones, are those people too? Are you going to continue to turn more
like
a rat?
They start as young and over time learn.
Wait, so you go from being a human to a small rat, then a big rat, then a rat man?
No. Human, big rat, rat man.
Well,
the little ones follow us because we smell familiar.
Do you get it on with those rats, or are you, like, specifically rat folk? To rat. Never mind.
Rather.
Gross rat fuckers.
I thought they were, like, turning dogs into rats or something. That'd have been weird.
I'm going to chop him up and eat him.
You're going to eat him?
Yeah.
But, like, he's just like a human. Who got turned into a rat because
he's
heard a flute?
He's not a human. He was a human. Can you not eat him? Like, that would be awesome if you just didn't eat him.
I mean, I was just going to cut him up and put him in my bag so that we could cook him next time we have a rest if we need to.
I think that's cannibalism.
It's protein, isn't it?
That's pretty weird.
If it walks on 2 legs, I feel like it's...
No! No!
It's either human or rat, so...
Because I don't want to commit cannibalism.
If you have to ask, is it cannibalism?
Yes.
You probably shouldn't do it, right?
If you have to ask, it's cannibalism.
That's fair.
How about we just kill him and we move on? We got pretty good information. We can just go from here.
He's going to close his eyes and kind of just move his head up, revealing just his neck.
And I throw a dagger in it. Oh, no. Oh, we're going to kill him painfully. No, I'm done with this.
Okay, there you go.
I was going to shove rubble, the rocks, up his butt until he died. Yeah, see, I didn't want to watch that, so I'm throwing a dagger in his neck.
And it's... Oh. He's going to fall slowly back and just collapse on the floor. And where you guys are in the south section of this chamber... It's just going to slide down a set of stairs onto just a flat platform.
I want to carve him up.
You people are disgusting.
Oh, that's gross. Let's move on. We have rations. You don't need to eat rat people.
You never know, do you?
I really do.
I've eaten rats before.
No. I mean, no, there's nothing nice about that stew.
Worst case scenario, when Helen turns, you can eat him.
So...
It's fine.
You guys are leaving this chamber completely, correct?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, crap.
John, how's my map?
Oh, roll me a flat d20, please.
15.
Oh, no, the map is good. The map is safe.
Thank God. Good thing I keep it in my...
If you guys get hungry later, don't moan at me. I could have made a nice stew.
I surely won't. Thank you, though.
I think this just kind of turned into a hurry. Something we need to hurry up and do. I don't know how long it's going to take for...
People are getting turned into rats.
That's a good point.
So, as you guys progress, leaving this, going east out of this chamber, you will come to a three-way kind of intersection. North is a small hallway. South is a door. Further east is a rubbled ledge. And just out of the distance, you can see it continues about 30 feet across a cavern.
Anybody want to make that jump?
So in my gaming experience, left is always right, what? Unless it's wrong. So I say we go north, because that would be left.
Can you make a 30-foot jump, though?
Yes.
I can teleport. It.
I could probably.
Me and Goshen can make it, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could, though.
I don't know why you'd want us to.
I kind of want to go that way.
Don't you want to have a little peek behind the door?
We can see if it's locked.
Yeah, I think let's look at the door to the north.
Wait, you mean the door to the south? Because there's also a door to the north.
I thought you said... I meant left, so that would be north.
So you guys want to go north?
Yes.
I want to have a little look behind the door in the south.
The door is locked.
Oh, okay.
Can I do a sleight of hand to unlock it?
Yeah, give me a roll for it, please.
Guys, that's right. It's going to be wrong.
It's a 7, or an 8, rather.
Yeah, but you rolled a 1. So as you kind of put your lockpicks in there, you don't quite know what's causing it, but your pick kind of just slowly dissolves.
Oh, shit. I only brought one set, guys.
Strangely enough, I'm pretty sure I have.
Can you just smash this door down? It's like wood, isn't it?
Bo, stick your finger in there.
Yeah, okay. Have a little tickle.
Have a little tickle?
Can I fit my finger in it?
Yeah, give me 1 second. Oh, son of a bitch.
I
want to
see if your finger dissolves too.
And Bo dies.
Or if it was just like a lockpick thing.
I mean, if he's dissolving, he probably won't turn into a rat.
So you don't, yeah, you stick your finger in there, nothing happens.
Can I unlock it, though? Can I tickle it enough?
With your finger? Not
with your finger?
White.
Right it is. Left it is.
Left.
What's the door made out of?
The door is made of wood.
Okay, can we just set it on fire?
Oh, jeez.
You could, yes.
Yeah, okay. I just want to set the door on fire then.
The door goes up in flames.
I'm going to take out my lantern and just kind of like, with my hand. Like.
Oh, yeah. It goes up in a dark flame. It kind of smells a little rusty, a little moldy.
Guys, I open the door.
That's weird.
Hey guys, it's Trent here with a special announcement on our Patreon. So, we have had a Patreon since last year. We started it and it's been growing fairly steadily ever since, and we really, really appreciate those patrons. We've said it a billion times before. We're going to say it a billion times going forward. But one thing that we've done recently within this new coming year has been a revamp of all the tiers. And what this means is that we kind of evaluated what we were doing and decided to change some stuff up to make it better for the patrons and to get more value out of your dollar. For the support that you have been doing, we have 3 tiers now, a $1 tier, a $5 tier, and a $10 tier. This big announcement has to do with the $10 tier. What this is that we have recorded video of our Discord call and our Fantasy Grounds through OBS, and we have cut it together in an episode-ish long video that we're going to be releasing to our $10 patrons, but it's going to be fully unedited, the full experience of what we record, and it's going to be cut somewhere around where the episode starts and ends, just with all the unedited bits in the middle. It's going to start coming out next week. We are aiming for Monday with the edited version of the audio only. So that'll come out along with that on Monday. So it'll be not only video, not only unedited, but also early access. So if this is something that is interesting to you, or you want to kind of get in there and see what it actually takes every week to edit it and make it sound like the episodes you know and love, or you just want to see our beautiful faces playing some D&D, jump over to Patreon and check that out. The link is down in the description and on our sites and website and Discord and all that fun stuff. So jump over to Patreon and check that out, or not if you can't. We understand our episodes are always going to be free. This is just a bonus for those of you who want to go the extra mile and support us. But in any case, I'll let you get back to the episode, guys. Thanks so much. We love you, and we'll see you next time.
From inside... Inside this room, you see nothing but what looks to be iron weapons. Everything in this room has turned to a dusty, destroyed rust.
Hate rust monsters.
This creature in the center of the room is going to turn, look right at Bo, and just start slowly... crawling towards you.
It's just like a giant flea.
Yeah, except it turns all kind your of, yeah. iron stuff, oh, metal stuff to rust.
Wearing leather. Heyo, put my hammer away.
We just shut that door and move on.
He burned the door. There is no door. Down.
It's on how fire.
About, how about we run north up to that door and shut that door behind
yeah,
us?
Yeah, maybe.
Because most of us don't use metal and we're not going to be really open.
So, do me a favor, guys, and roll me initiative, please.
Oh, it's
Bo, this is your fault.
I couldn't help it.
Left is always right.
20.
20 for me as well.
Righty.
11.
18.
Oh, this is fucking fantastic. Okay.
Distracted.
Wow, we all are going real fast.
All right, so... Yeah, this thing's going to make a beeline right for Bo.
Oh, it's fast.
Oh, it is. It is. Buckets fast. Yeah, and it's going to bite at Bo.
This is good.
That is a dirty 20 to hit. Its teeth are going to, like, dig into your, like, because it's about as tall as you are, your shoulder blade.
It bite me.
It bit you. Are you? What kind of? What are you wearing as your armor? Leathers?
Yes. With the gray okay. cloak.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you got poop on the gray cloak.
Oh, I perfectly. This is perfect. Bo, it's your turn.
I'm just gonna bite it back. I'm gonna go. Oh, you. You dirty yeah. bugger.
That makes sense, though.
And then I'm just going to just bite back at it straight away.
It's definitely in character.
It is. So give me a strength check. Is that what it is for?
This would be an unarmed strike for him, right?
Yeah, unarmed strike.
I assume, don't actually have an unarmed strike.
Yeah, no, I forget what the... Everyone could do an unarmed strike.
Oh, right. Huh?
It would just go off your strength.
Yeah, it's yes. literally like strength modifier damage, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
So should I just roll a strength ability?
Yeah, you could just give me a strength.
I have a plus for my unarmed strike. Is that because it's proficiency as well?
I think because you're half. Yeah,
it's your strength plus your proficiency.
Hit. So you managed to get your teeth there, but you can't pierce its scales.
I'm going to turn around to those other guys, and I'm going to go, this is why I need shark teeth.
Ordok.
I'm trying to decide if I would realize what's happening with this rust thing. Did I see Helen's lockpick fry?
I'd say probably, yeah.
Okay. And I can see that everything in the room, I'm assuming I would have been like here-ish. Because I was probably here because I was going left. Where's the grid? Hold on. Can I see that everything is in this room? Or like that everything is in the room that is rust?
Roll me an intelligence check.
Okay. And can I put two and two together? That's not good. Oh, did that roll?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can put two and two together.
Is shield bash a thing? Or is that just an unarmed strike?
You don't have the shield master thing. I believe it's just an unarmed strike.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to put the hammer, just like attach the hammer to my back. Would it be an action to swap weapons, like to actually pull out the shield for cover?
I let you do it as a bonus.
So I am going to do that, equip my shield, put the hammer away, and walk up to the nasty creature-y thing.
Now, what is your shield made out of?
It's just a wooden one, I think. It might have like rivets,
probably
of
some clasps
steel
here
it,
and there.
I don't really care.
A shield made from wood or metal that is carried in one hand. Yeah, yeah. So probably some metal clasps here and there. You're gonna hit it, and the clasps are just going to start rusting quickly. But go ahead and make me an attack against it, please.
Careful your leg.
That's what I was thinking too.
No, it's a magical metal. Yeah. Oh.
25 to hit. What is damage?
Just the flat strength.
I think it's
or is it just
flat
like a flat damage?
Yeah, flat strength unless modifier,
yeah,
right?
Unless you're proficient in it through like Tavern Brawler or something, yeah.
So my strength modifier is +4. My D&D Beyond is telling me it's 5 damage.
Is it okay? 5 damage.
It might be 1 plus your strength mod.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's like a minimum 1.
Yeah.
That way, if you don't have any strength or a negative modifier, you still do something.
Anything else, Warduc?
I'm going to hit it again. I'm just going to punch it, though, instead of hitting it with my shield as it's collapsing around my arm. Is the shield like still intact enough to give me an AC modifier?
Because it is literally... All the rivets on it, all the metal that is connecting it to the leather straps, everything is slowly starting to rust apart.
And I'm just going to pick up a piece of it and just bash it as hard as I can with a piece of wood.
Yes.
Is that still unarmed?
Oh, very nice.
That's a 21 to hit. That's, I guess, another 5 damage. Unless it's... It's weird that there's no roll for that.
All right, Jensen.
I think it's getting cluttered up there. I don't want to get up there too close, so I'm just going to do something I don't usually do. And I'm going to pull out one of my throwing knives I have. They're just my darts. And throw one of those at it.
I am also going to call out, no metal. It's chewing through, or it's eating through my shield.
18 to hit.
18 is gonna hit.
For 8 damage, and I throw a second one. Dirty 20. 4, 7 more.
So you're just throwing darts at it?
They're just little metal throwing knives.
Yeah, once these knives hit the creature, it's gonna do the damage, and you're gonna see them just dissolve quickly. No. Helen.
I'm going to do a longbow attack, but I'm going to use the second chromatic orb crystal arrow, so it doesn't fuck it up. A 27 hit.
Oh, yes.
And 11 damage.
Very nice.
And that's it.
All right. Goshen.
All right. I heard Ordok yell no metal. I'm going to put my staff, I'm going to shrink it down with a bonus action, I suppose, and hold it with my tail, and I'm going to go kick this thing twice in the head, or what I assume is its head. Ooh, 11. Miss.
Ooh,
11. Miss.
Oh, shit. Anything else?
I'm going to feel sad about myself, John. And
understandably so. Yeah. It is Rust Monster.
You got one more, right?
No, I used my bonus action to shrink my staff.
Oh.
It is going to bite at Bo again. Ooh, dirty 20 to hit. Oh, 2 damage. Oh, I forgot you guys were waiting for me for a second there. Okay, Bo.
Yeah, I'm going to fire plague dart at it.
Wait, is one of your plague darts made out of, have like a metal tip?
No, I always assumed they would be like bamboo-y kind of.
You would do bamboo. Yeah, that makes more sense for you.
Because I would make them in the woods or whatever. Um, 14 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that's going to hit.
Sweet. So that's 1d10 damage. What the fuck off?
I gotcha.
So is that 3 damage?
Yep.
And then it takes, it's got to do a dexterity saving throw. Oh, good. Actually, that was a mistake. But
huh?
It's fine. Don't worry. Goshen, me, and Ordok have all got to do dexterity saving throws. I forgot about that.
It passed the 15. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I
failed.
Dexterity?
11.
Oh!
I got a 9.
Passed. I'm all right. I've got a 16. Goshen and Ordok have got to take 1d6 damage each. Actually, no, it's not. It's 2d6.
Ow.
Okay, go ahead and run with the damage, Bo. I will sign it to them.
Oh, no, no, no. It's okay. I only rolled it. It's 1d6 each. Oh, fucking hell.
Ow.
5 and a 6. Oh my god.
Really?
5 and 6. Damn.
So I actually damaged my own party way more than I damaged the monster.
Yeah, I've been waiting for when that was going to happen, to be completely honest.
I completely forgot that it spreads out and gets everyone else.
I feel bad.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think I should just stop moving.
Or not.
Can I do smite on an unarmed strike? Is that like just a... I can smite anything, right? Okay.
I want to build Iron Fist later.
For like my fourth character.
Your fourth character?
Yeah. I can't play your third character. In a row.
No, this is true. This is true. I would not allow that.
Yeah. I don't want to.
I got one guy who plays the same character in every single one shot I run. Like, dude, no. He's like, I want to be Dark Arrow. He plays the same fucking archer every single time.
A girl I know does that. If her character dies, she comes back as like her sister or something. The exact same class, exact same skills. Like, God, come on.
So I am going to cast a Vow of Enmity on this thing just to make sure that I can actually hit it appropriately. And by default, I just look at it and say, with my hammer, fists, I'll bring justice upon you. And then I look at Goshen and just be like, this kind of hurts. I don't know how you do this. So for my first strike, it's a 7, so it's a 14 to hit. So that is, 5 points of damage? And then I'm going to hit it again. I think that this roll is just not set up right. And I don't think I have an action set up right, so let me reroll. So 17.
Yeah,
to hit.
It's going
to
hit.
So an additional 5 points of damage.
Yeah,
oh, I
did.
Forgot to do smite on either of those.
Can sure
I,
you
can.
Can
I use my smite on my second?
Because I'm a gracious and benevolent DM.
We don't take a second to appreciate that we're just ghetto stomping a magic cockroach today. Welcome to my neighborhood, bitch.
So that's 2d8. And then with my smite, an additional 4 points of damage on 2d8.
Nailed it.
Okay, Jensen.
Yeah, just 2 more knives I'm going to throw at him. 21.
Yep, that's going to hit.
And 12, that one misses. So the first one hits him for 8.
Yay!
And that kills it.
Big great.
That was an interesting monster, wasn't it?
Probably shouldn't just from now on just like not open doors.
I didn't open it, I burnt it down.
Yeah, let's not do that anymore, Bo.
Okay. You were curious as well, though, weren't you? Because you tried to pick the lock.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Bo, you really got to watch out those darts, man. That got all over me. I feel gross. This
is gross. The room inside, is it covered with, like, rusted items?
Yeah.
Can I, like, search it for anything interesting?
So, apparently, over time, you don't know how long the thing's been in here, but from just looking around, there's about 3 inches of iron or of rusted dust on the ground. So, apparently, these rat folk or whatever has been sliding weapons under the door to feed this thing for a while now. And at one point in time, it looks like it was a weapons storage facility. There on the walls are just hundreds of, you know, sword hangers, pretty much. And they're just all, anything that was on there is gone. And the walls go about 40 feet. It looks like there might have been a ladder in the room. There's a pile of wood over in one corner. And it's just gone.
The ladder.
Guys, don't breathe that in.
Was it just like a standing ladder, or was it hooked up? Was it going somewhere?
It looked like, just from what you kind of see on the wall, it might have been one of those tall library ladders that could move around the room. About 40 feet tall.
I'm gonna go in there and get that ladder.
Oh no, the ladder's torn apart.
There's no ladder. He ate it.
Yeah, he ate all the hardware for it. No, it would have been. You can kind of see on the wall where the mounting brackets at one point in time were.
I need to pay attention.
Yeah, the ladder itself was held together with iron rivets, hardware, and everything fell apart. There are single, I'd say about 2x4 size, 40 feet long pieces of wood.
I'm going to get as many of those as there is, and I'm going to lay it across that gap.
There's only 2, so that would be 6 inches wide.
What do you think, guys? You want to clear that gap?
You're more than welcome to walk across
the castle. Let's go check the other door first.
Of death.
I just don't want to keep opening doors and having to fight monsters that almost kill us. That's all.
What was wrong with fighting this monster?
I'd rather not die down here.
You didn't even get hit. You stood in the bag and shot arrows.
I'm turning into I only got hit by my teammate.
I want to get to the, you know.
That's a good point.
Ooh, I'm speaking of which, Helen, Bo, please roll me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, no. The shit. The shit disease.
Oh, God, who's going to be on their third character
5.
First?
13.
Oh, I can only assume that a 5 is not a good number.
Depends on who you are. So what are you guys going to do?
Let's go north. Let's go open the door up north.
You know, let's take a long rest.
In the room of rest.
In the room of rest.
Is that door unlocked?
No.
I need thieves' tools. Anybody's got them?
I'll just do it myself. I need to eat
Did you only have one lockpick?
I'm usually good enough to where I only carry one.
Singular pick. As Ben's chucking a cat across the room.
I rolled a natural 20 to unlock that door.
Holy shit. Yeah, no, you basically touch the door and it just click and opens.
Ding. I don't think that door is locked. I think you're just showing off. Don't be a dick, Jensen.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Dura Dice,
You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel. There was a time...